Well, hello everyone. We're back here again with Marty Mulligan of Ancient Ireland Tourism. And we're on day three of our tour of the real Ireland and seeing the real Irish people and the real of Ireland. And this is day three of our 6-day excursion. And today we're going to leave our home base in County Westmeath and Mears Court, and we're going to head west. And we've started in the east where, you know, we've done Dublin, we've done the sacred sites in the east, and we're literally going to go to the edge of the world. So, Marty, you're going to have to tell us about that. We're going to go out to the magical place of Inishmore.
Absolutely, Ted. Day three, we're all, as you say, quite rightly, we started in the Midlands, we've gone to the east, we're doing the ancient east, and now we're going to take you from the ancient east all the way to the wild Atlantic Way. And what we'll do, we'll rise and shine early that morning. We'll have a nice breakfast in Mears Court. We'll get onto our nice coach. And then we'll take a trip and we'll head west. And we'll go take the ferry from Rosseville and head over to the Aran Islands. And our destination will be Inishmore, which is the larger of the three Irish Aran Islands. On Inishmore, we'll head to Blackfort, which is regarded as being possibly the edge of the world, for as far as the people were concerned back in the day, the thousands of years ago, 7,000 years ago. It may have looked like the earth was flat, because we're going to take you to the place where, yep, it certainly does feel like the edge of the world to me. I know the cliffs are spectacular, the whole scenery is spectacular, the island itself is spectacular, the people are unique. So this will be a unique visit. It's one that I get very excited about many times I visit there. And it's a way that we will connect with the people and with the island, the beauty of it. And really looking forward to that. Aran Islands is a must. Sorry, Ted.
Oh, no worries, Marty, not at all. Yeah, so we're going to grab a little lunch on Aran Islands. And
we might have a little bit of lobster.
And I guess for those that are aspiring Irish speakers, we might get to speak a little Irish,
sure,
because we're part of the Gaeltacht there.
Yeah, we're right in the Gaeltacht, and it's one of the things that I will be trying. I'll be working on a couple of focal logos, the edits I was going to talk to, no doubt at all. We will encourage each other as well. I'll be giving you little hints and little words to speak, and we'll all try and learn a little bit as we're going along on the tour. And Aran Island's no better place for it as well. We will, I'd say, end up having a pint in the local pub, talking to Tomás O'Flaherty, Os Gaeilge, and I'm looking forward to that.
And Inishmore, the name Inishmore is in Gaelic, because it's like the big island.
It's the big one. Yeah, it's a beautiful island. It's a spectacular island. It does feel like the edge of the world. People are very friendly, and the Guinness is good.
Okay, so we're going to enjoy a little bit of time at the edge of the world. Then we have to catch the ferry back, and we're going to head to Galway.
Yeah, so Galway. Such a beautiful city. I don't know, it's constantly been voted the friendliest city in the world. Certainly one of my favourite places to visit in the country. Galway is a beautiful town. It's a town rather than a city. And it's a walking town. We'll walk around the old cobbled streets. We'll have a look at the various shops. But we'll also be having a look at the various pubs and listen to the various selections of traditional Irish music on offer. And Galway, after our trip to the Aran Islands, I'm sure we'll be in the mood for something really nice to eat. So I'll take you along to one of my favourite restaurants in Galway, and we'll probably end up having a pint there too.
And then once we're exhausted from our day out at the edge of the world on Inishmore and in Galway, we're going to head to our night stop at Kinvara. That's a little sleepy fishing village. I think it's across the bay, right?
Yeah, it is. It's not far from Galway. Half an hour's drive gets us there. Yep, we're going to have a stay over in Kinvara, one of the most beautiful villages in Ireland. They describe themselves as being a quaint little fishing village with a drinking problem. Kinvara is beautiful, and we're on the edge of the burn. And after the busy day that we've had, and Galway is a fantastic place too, you'll find that in Kinvara, we're walking, stepping back into time again, into real traditional Ireland. We'll go to Mary Green's bar in the same family for the last 200 years. There will not be a television on. There will be people sitting around having a chat, and some guy might break out a few tunes in the fiddle, and that's when the crack really gets going. Kinvara is a very, very special place, and we'll be made very welcome there, and we'll stay overnight in Kinvara.
And if I remember Mary Green Wright. Not only will there not be television, but I don't think she has wireless there either, does she?
Puts it on sometimes, Ted, just for a little bit of background music, but it's usually not needed because it's the foreground music that really counts. Yeah, no, it's a very, very special place. It's a beautiful village, and you're going to get a taste of real, real Ireland here.
Yeah, I think it was Mary's thing. She wanted to get the people talking to each
other.
Yeah,
that's
a very...
what it is. Yeah, and we'll do that. And as I say, I'll probably sing that night. I'd say, actually, it'd be hard to stop me from singing.
Yeah, that's a very real Irish pub if I've ever seen one.
Well, we're keeping it real with the whole tour, Ted. This is the beauty of this tour. Because we're traveling in small groups and we're all friends with the friends but from day one, I know it. We go to the places that, these are my favourite places, to be honest. These are the places I go. If I'm going on a holiday in Ireland, these are the places. So it's like me bringing a bunch of my friends along, my cousins from America.
So, and Enkinvara is right on the edge of the Burren, and that's where we're going to go on day four.
Day four.
You're going to have to stay tuned for day four. So thanks for joining us on day three, and we look forward to telling you all about day four.